The shoreline of Akiak is jagged. Clumps of earth the size of pickup trucks are sinking into the river. Treetops not yet relieved of their leaves can be seen creeping up from the water. Here, erosion has come quickly and steadily, taking foot after foot of the village with it.
Can't even go up there anymore. Wow, this is something else. We've never seen it like this before. I don't know.
Olga Charles stands on the shore as rain pours down over her face. There's a huge semicircle of freshly eroded earth in front of her. She's looking off into the trees where a dirt road full of memories once stood.
This is sad. And we can't even go up to my house anymore.
The house Charles grew up in is gone, moved piece by piece because of the erosion threat. Now the ground on which it once stood is gone too, with it about 40 feet of earth in just hours.
Because when I came down this morning, it wasn't like this. I don't know.
Erosion has been a constant threat for decades here in Akiak, a village of just over 300, about 30 river miles above Bethel. But it's never happened this quickly or this violently before. Falls usually low water has been replaced with screaming wind and high, furious tides. Mike Williams Sr. says this is some of the highest water he's ever seen in the village he's called home for 60 years.
I think the wind is going to pick up a little bit, and it's picking up since this morning, and I need to move my boats from my dog yard.
Williams, an Iditarod veteran, has over 40 dogs just yards from the shore. He's also the secretary-treasurer of Akiak Native Community, which in conjunction with the city of Akiak has declared a state of disaster. Over the weekend, the community sent letters to the governor's office and the Federal Emergency Management Agency requesting assistance. Williams says they need to stop the soil hemorrhaging as quickly as possible, and the city is in dire need of funds and supplies to do so.
So if they could dump rock along this bank, it would help mitigate some of this being eroded right now.
Williams says that would help stem the tide until the river freezes in just a few months, but that a permanent solution, like a seawall or a levee system, needs to be installed. The community hasn't heard back from the governor or FEMA, so the people will just wait and hope the river stays fed and doesn't come for much more. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.